Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guest, Sarah Merritt, in the studio today. She's Wrangell's Legislative Information Officer, and you can call in anytime with a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Sarah, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So just go ahead and tell us, what is the purpose of your office?
The LIO's primary duty, and LIO stands for Legislative Information Office, is to promote government participation. In this way, we help Alaskans find, read, and track bills that are introduced in the Alaska State Legislature. We also provide a place to listen, watch, and testify at legislative committee hearings so that people don't have the expense of flying to Juneau to testify on any particular legislation that they might be interested in. We also help folks, people facilitate between their state legislators, getting a hold of them, finding out legislation and who's sponsored that legislation. We can give them email addresses or phone numbers to get a hold of those legislators to speak on any legislation or have any questions they might have.
Absolutely. Yes.
The office also supplies a lot of help in other services. We can help with getting a hold of birth or death certificates from any state. We help file Social Security replacement cards, or if somebody doesn't have a Social Security number, we can help in getting those forms available for people. We are voter registrars, so we can help with voter registration. There's just a myriad of things we can do on the state and federal level to help people with Alaska business licenses. The list is very long and numerous of things that we can do to help. And if we can't, then we're kind of like a library. If we don't have that information, we know where to find it for people.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you are helping people with their PFD applications right now.
And that is probably one of our biggest things that we do for the public right now from January 1st through March 31st is to help people file for their permanent fund dividend. And the unique thing about the Legislative Information Offices is we work for agents on the ground in communities so people can bring their If you're a first-time filer, you can bring your birth certificate and or your passport. I can certify it and then hand it right back to you so that you don't have to mail it and run the risk of getting lost in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
And you said the final day to apply is March 31st.
Midnight on March 31st, or 11:59 p.m., I should say, on March 31st. And you can file online. The application this year is different, so if you have any questions, you can call me with any questions because it might look different to you. Or you can come down. The Legislative Information Office has the paper copies available. So if you are uncomfortable filing online, you can come down to my office. My office is located in the Caden Building, right next to the Fish and Game Office at the top of the stairs. My hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. I will work some Saturdays during the PFD season. And my number is 874-3013. If anybody has any questions, I'm a one-person office, so they're free to leave any kind of a message on the answering machine, and I'll get back to them as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Give me a sense of how often you're in the office, you know, during legislative session and PFD application period. You're there a lot. But what about like the rest of the year? Give me a sense.
Wrangell is a little bit different. There are 22 legislative information offices throughout the state. And more than half of us are what they call full-time, part-time. So we work 6 months a year. For me, I come on December 1st and I work through the 1st of June. And then during the interim, what we call the interim, when session is not in, the legislature is not in session, then we are off. But I do post my cell phone number. So if people need help, which they frequently do, questions on legislations or how can I get a hold of my local representative or senator, then I will be available for appointment for people. So the office will be open for appointment from June 1st through December 1st. Otherwise, I'm full-time December 1st through the end of May.
Okay, thank you. So you are listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:05. We have Sarah Merritt in the studio with the Wrangell's Legislative Information Office. So we're going to go to a short break. You can call us at 874-2345 if you want to ask a question. All right, we are back with Sarah Merritt. So today is the beginning of the legislative session for Alaska. And I know that last year I was calling you a lot because you are such an awesome wealth of information for what is going up, what's going on up in Juneau. So let's just talk more about how your office can get people connected with what is happening with the legislative session.
So if you are interested in any subject, I'll give an example, the daylight savings time. We have people in Wrangell who are interested in the daylight savings bill that comes up almost every legislative session. And that bill typically will say that they would like to stop Alaska being on daylight savings time. So if you're interested in that, you could call and say, hey, Sarah, I'm interested in the daylight savings, for instance, as an example. I could tell you what that bill number is. Also available to you would be a tracking system where I can tell you, I will follow this legislation for you. Whenever it goes from one committee to another, I can call you and say, hey, this legislation has moved. It's passed out of this committee. It's now gone into this committee. Do you want to come testify? These are the hours, the day, the time that the bill is going to be in committee, and you then can come down and testify, or you can say, no, just keep letting me know what's going on, because I either want it to pass or I don't want it to pass, but that's your opportunity to let your legislator know before it passes whether you support that legislation or oppose it, and because once it passes, it becomes law. So you definitely want to keep track if you're interested in any legislation. We have a new bill tracking this year where you can text a bill number on your cell phone and then you can track it yourself if you don't, you know, if you prefer to do it that way, if you're tech savvy or you're really into that. So you would track your bill number. You would dial in the 559-245-2529. Just like you're putting in, let's say you have a new friend and you're going to put them in your cell phone. First, you put their number in. And then you would just text in a bill number. Let's say it's bill number 13. You know that bill is a bill that you're interested in. You would just text HB 13 if it was a House bill, SB 13 if it was a Senate bill. And that's all you do. And then it will enroll you and you will get text alerts whenever that bill moves. And in that case, you could call me and say, hey, I'm following this bill on my cell phone. I see that there's going to be a hearing on it and I want to testify, or I just want to listen. A lot of people just come to my office and listen to legislation that goes from, you know, they follow it through and just listen. And you can do that too. You do not have to testify.
And I assume that a lot of these sessions are not going on during like the normal 9 to 5 all the time.
No, not always. They try to do their bills, you know, in the evenings if they can, but there's some that are done throughout the day because your legislators are meeting during the day. But typically your House floor session and your Senate floor session are happening during the day. So the committee meetings are typically, you know, later in the day.
The committee meetings. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, so you'll be open if somebody wants to listen in.
Yes, we will be, our office will be open, our offices are open until the meetings are over, and we send in all of our information to them, yes.
Okay, and then, and I assume people can also listen into these sessions online. What is that system?
Gavel to Gavel. Mm-hmm. You can listen, you can stream it. You can also go to our website. The legislature has a website where you can track bills and listen online live stream, and that is akleg.gov. or the Wrangell site is www.wrangell.lio@akleg.gov. And you can do that yourself. But again, if you don't have a pen and paper and you're listening and you want any of this information, my office is open to give you all this information also. If you need numbers or website information, we can do that.
Absolutely. And you can, you know, somebody can come to you not even knowing what the exact bill is that they're interested in, but they can say, hey, I'm interested in this. I heard there's a daylight savings bill. Is anybody trying to do anything with Senate Bill 91? And you can say, you can point them in the right direction. This
Correct.
Is what is happening.
Yeah. And even if you're interested in a subject like animal cruelty, you know, hey, is there any bill on animal cruelty? And if there is one, can you let me know? Here's how I want to be contacted. I can contact you via email or phone. It's up to you. You just let me know how you want to be contacted. And so if there's a subject that you're really interested in, or if you're really into education, you can just come and say, you know, hey, I'm interested. I've got children in the school system. Is there going to be a hot lunch program, as an example, or something? And I can look it up. If there's not, I can take your information. And when a bill does become available, right now with legislature just starting today, we've got pre-file bills. We've got bills that will be introduced from now until close to the end. So there's a possibility that something you're interested in could be introduced, and I could definitely let you know about that.
Absolutely. And I'm so, like, impressed that you have such a wealth of knowledge of what's happening up there. You know, in my mind, I'm thinking there must be so many bills. There are so many legislators, and you know who these people are. You know what these bills are. You know what they contain. You know when they're meeting. So it's just a really awesome service.
Yes, we also can help with the federal side too. I know there's a lot of people that are interested in their federal congressional delegation, and we can point you in the direction of who you can call, or we can look up legislation on the federal side too for you, or put you in contact with Representative Don Young or, mm-hmm. you know, Senator Sullivan or Murkowski. So we can look that information up for you also.
Can somebody, if they want to testify at the federal level, can they do that through your office?
Unfortunately, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the federal level, just at the state legislative level.
Okay, absolutely. And remind us, who are our legislators?
For Wrangell District, our legislators are, our senator is Senator Bert Stedman, and our representative is Representative Dan Ortez. And I can get you their office numbers in Juneau and in their hometowns of Ketchikan and in Sitka. They also come through Wrangell, and I can give you information of when they're going to come if you need that. So just give my office a call.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. And another thing we talked about, yeah, how you can testify through this audio service that you all have. Tell me, what does that look like?
You come down to my office and you will sign in. You'll give me your name, what legislation you are interested in. Typically in a committee hearing, they'll have the hearing on more than just one bill. And so we need to know what bill it is that you're interested in. While you're sitting there, I will help you know how to address the committee, so you're not blind. You're not just, when the committee chair calls on you to testify, you don't have to worry about not knowing how to address the committee. And you're basically just telling them, like they were sitting right in front of you, you know, hey, I'm opposed to this legislation for this reason, or I support it for this reason. But before the meeting starts, I typically will be able to access supporting or opposing documents on that legislation for you, so you can be looking at that before you even start the meeting, so you feel a little bit more educated on your bill and what's going on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like last year, one of the big things that was happening with the capital budget that people in Wrangell were really interested in and people did testify around was how, you know, the the governor requested that there be $5 billion extra in the capital budget to ship the contaminated soil offsite. I'm guessing that a lot of people came to you during that time when that was being discussed in the House Finance Committee. Can you give me a sense of like what it looked like at your office during that time when people were wanting to testify, when people were wanting to know more about what was going on?
I'm able to give information on that as far as what I have in my system for supporting and opposing documents. And also while the hearings were taking place, as they were referring to different documents, like this letter came in from this particular person, I'm able to print that off and hand it to all parties sitting at the table so that they have access to what the committee has access to, which is nice for them, so that when the committee members are speaking of, you know, okay, this is what we're reading right now, the people around the table can also be reading that same letter that the committee members have. So that's what's nice. It's just like you're sitting in the committee up in Juneau, but you don't have the expense of flying up there and getting the hotel and everything else. You're able to just stay at home, come in, testify, have the same information they have, and then go home.
Absolutely. Okay, then let's go to a quick break, and then we will come back. Again, if you have a question for Sarah, that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:18. We have Sarah Merritt from Wrangell's Legislative Office in the studio. And we've talked about what the office can do for you. Sarah, give me just a real quick recap because I know it's a lot of information and people might not know what all the Legislative Information Office can do for them. But give me just a recap of what are some of those things?
Sure. The Legislative Information Office, or the LIL, can help you effectively navigate and use the Alaska State Legislature website. We can help you testify at hearings, send public opinion messages to your legislators, how to read a bill, track bills, how to understand Alaska's government, and we can also certify your birth certificates or passports for the Permanent Fund Dividend Office, as well as file for your Permanent Fund Dividend. If you have any issues with the Permanent Fund in regards to they're asking you for more information, they need more information from you, you can always call my office and I can walk you through that. A lot of times it's easier that way than doing it on your own. You don't feel so alone. Also, our office has legislative publications that are available, and one of the most used in my office is the Alaska Landlord and Tenant Act. We have copies of that. We have copies of the Directory of State Officials if you're trying to get a hold of any department in the Alaska state government. We have summary of legislation. We have a status of bills and resolutions, uniform rules. And then our website, which for Wrangell is www.wrangell.lio at akleg.gov. On this website, you can see the daily calendar and the schedule of the committee meetings and the legislative floor sessions, both in the House and the Senate. There's links to video and streaming footage for the floor sessions, similar to gavel to gavel, as well as committee meetings. There's contact information for legislators and tracking bills. And again, I do have the bill tracking system phone number for your cell phone if you want to do that. But we're open for any state or federal documents or forms that you need. A lot of the government, both federal and state, are going online only. So if you need me to get a paper copy for you or whatever, I am there for that. We just help out a lot with state and federal government. My office is located in the Caden Building at the top of the stairs next to the Fish and Game office. My hours, again, are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And my phone number is 874-3013.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:21, and we will be back next week with another guest.